The decisions to strip the peasants of their grain came from Moscow. To Lenin, the peasants, especially the better-off ones or kulaks, were all leeches anyway. And peasants who wanted to keep more grain than they could eat deserved death. The decision to conscript all able-bodied males into the Red Army came from Moscow. The penalty for refusal to serve was death. All economic decisions, great or small, came out of Moscow, and there was no appeal. It's not that there wasn't friction. Even the communists themselves disagreed from time to time. Sometimes even Lenin had to defend himself. The Red Army commander Trotsky and the nationalities commissar Stalin already hated each other. But the communists always closed ranks against their enemies when the time came. They were guided less by Marxist scripture than by the will to survive. When the Central Committee decided in August 1918 that the deposed royal family could be a rallying point for the White Russians, the entire family was shot. Later that month, Lenin himself was wounded by a socialist revolutionary named Fanya Kaplan. This gave the Lenin secret police, the Cheka, an excuse to eliminate droves of communist political opponents, real or perceived.